The whole world in their hands. This morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. The Hanoi summit is over and now we move on. But how many times over the years have we seen that shot of two famous men sitting in armchairs in a room decorated with flags and potted plants, smiling for the cameras after having a friendly chat about whether it makes sense to press their red buttons and destroy each other's city someday? The whole idea, of course, is never to actually press your button. But the only way to be sure the other guy never presses his button is to be ready to press yours first, even though you would never do it. I know this crazy system has actually worked pretty well, except for the two times the buttons were almost pressed. But do we really want to continue this? I can accept that an asteroid might do us all in, or even Thanos, although I hear there might be a way to turn the clock back on that one. But a circular firing squad, that'd be embarrassing, right? Which is why I'm suggesting a new project for the billionaire super friends. Something they can do under the radar in between their space launches and their global health initiatives. I want them to train up an elite cadre of international saboteurs to simultaneously and discreetly disconnect all the red buttons. All the leaders will think they still work, so you still have the deterrence. But if one of them were to press his by mistake, nothing would happen. So nobody else has to press theirs. And that way, we can go back to being afraid of global warming instead of global barbecuing. 7:37.
I can't get over your Thanos reference. That was cool.
Well, didn't it disturb you that everybody just started disintegrating at the end of that movie?
It was the saddest comic book movie I've ever... I didn't know you'd seen it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me?
We have so much to talk about now, Dave.